in servicing our debt, the current situation the country finds itself in, the difficult situation. However, the MPP sees these current challenges as yet another opportunity for the party and government to do what it does best and get the country out of the difficulties it is facing currently, and trust the Akufo-Addo administration that indeed we shall recover. Mr. Chairman, we aim to reduce inflation to the post-pandemic levels, keep the national debt at sustainable levels, create jobs and fund public infrastructure projects, particularly roads and schools. Mr. Chairman, as reiterated by the Finance Minister, Honorable Ken Ofori-Atta, in the media budget review, President Akufo-Addo is determined to revive the economy in the next 2.5 years. Mr. Chairman, I state again that President Akufo-Addo is determined to revive the economy in the next 2.5 years. We believe this can and will be done, and therefore, Mr. Chairman, I take this opportunity to admonish government appointees to put in extra efforts to aid the country's economic renaissance. Further, we urge party communicators to be tolerant of criticisms and embrace dissenting opinions as the party seeks to win a third consecutive general elections, as we term it as breaking the eight. Mr. Chairman, we appeal to all members, executives, loyalists, and sympathizers of the MPP to be guided by the history and what happened to us whenever we are not united. When you feel like publicly taking on a fellow party member, when you are undermining a fellow party member, when you tell yourself you will not go out and campaign or even bother to vote, think of 1979. Think of 2008. Think of the pain that we went through in 2008. And Mr. Chairman, as the party prepares for its parliamentary and presidential elections in the coming years, as national executives, we pledge to act as impartial referees in the upcoming elections. Again, we also admonish other executives to do so. Further, we admonish supporters of would-be aspirants to refrain from the use of provocative language, character assassination, a lampooning of rivals in the lead-up to the party's primaries. In this era of social media, it is important not to wash our dirty linen in public. After all, we remain the sons and daughters from the womb of one giant elephant. Yes, Mr. Chairman, as clearly demonstrated, the MPP traced to the Dankwa Buzia Dombo tradition has a long history of enormous contribution to the rule of law, multi-party democracy, and socio-economic development in Ghana.